This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here to bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You get to create the content. Whatever you see on the front page of the site has been placed there by listeners just like you. You can go there and submit content through our Reddit-based system. That means it's free to use. You submit whatever you want. Maybe it's a news article or blog post, a YouTube video, something you think's funny, newsworthy, exciting, outrageous, whatever it is you want to put up there, whatever you think our other listeners will appreciate. And then other listeners can vote them up, what you submit, and you can vote what they submit. Vote it up if you like, down if you don't. And then we'll look at the page and decide, well, whether or not we want to talk about that stuff on the air. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype us at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
Daryl.
And Erica.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. We can talk more about those here in a little bit. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about Ferguson, New York, various different places around the country where people have been murdered by police officers or allegedly murdered. In some cases, it's pretty clear murder, like the Eric Garner case. Right, there's video of that one. In the Ferguson case, it's not as clear. Maybe there was some evidence that was contradictory, for instance, witness statements in the Ferguson case that really made it a big question mark as to what actually transpired.
Definitely homicide. The question is whether justified or not.
Yes. So homicide being the killing of another human being by a human being. Which I learned that just the other night, but I think listening to Free Talk Live. I don't know what I was listening to. Maybe it was Derek Jay's Derek Jay's shows, Peace News Now or Cop Block Radio.
It could have been.
So, so that's kind of where we've been so far. Still to come here, we've got some related stories about the Eric Garner case, specifically the guy who was indicted. The police officer was not indicted, but somebody was who was involved in that Eric Garner situation. Danica, you've got the story. Turns out the guy who was recording the video that is so infamous now, he's the one who's gotten in trouble.
Yes, Ramsey Orta, has been charged with a gun charge.
In New York, that's pretty serious.
Yes, in New York, unfortunately, there are extremely strict gun laws.
There was the football player a couple of years ago that shot himself in his leg.
I remember seeing that
and
video.
And then went to prison for 2 years for a gun charge.
Wow. Okay.
So in light of the grand jury's non-indictment of Eric Garner, the grand jury did indict Ramsey Orta on gun charges that he claims, says Orta claiming, were pinned on him by the NYPD in an act of retaliation against him for filming the choking death.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know all the details, but, you know, it sounds plausible to me that the police would do that.
Oh, sure, yeah. He was arrested on August 2nd after the police allegedly saw him handing a 25 caliber handgun to a friend. Now, I'm not very knowledgeable with guns, but I did look up what a 25 caliber looks like. It's a really tiny handgun.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I've never even heard of a 25. I've heard of a 22. So 25, that's new for me. I mean, I imagine it exists, but my first time.
So he, not necessarily related, he has a prior drug conviction on two felony charges.
Oh, man. So they're going to go after him hard.
Yeah,
right?
They're really going to go after him hard.
If you're a felon, you can't have a gun. And they're claiming they saw him hand someone a gun.
Oh, wait. I apologize. I misspoke. So he has a prior drug conviction. So this is, you know, something separate. But they have indicted him on two felony charges, criminal firearm possession and third degree criminal weapon possession, and a misdemeanor weapon possession charge. He's pleading not guilty and is going to be fighting the charges.
So you're saying that he has a drug charge, but they may not be a felony drug charge?
Right, yeah, and it seems like that the drug is not going to be impacting him. He's simply being targeted because he was seen supposedly handing a gun to someone.
Mm-hmm. Is there more detail about the arrest in that case? Because I'm wondering if they arrested the person to whom he handed the gun as well.
The patrolman, Benevolent Association, issued a statement on his arrest with harsh words for, and I quote, criminals like Mr. Orta who carry illegal firearms who stand to benefit the most by demonizing the good work of police officers, end quote.
Wow, so they're actually suggesting that by recording video of a cop murdering a man, that it was his intention as a dirty criminal to demonize the police. That's what the police union
is
saying
there? That's what they're saying. Both Orta's wife and his mother are saying that since this happened, they had... Before he was arrested, the police have been following them. They've been shining lights in their houses. Like, they have literally been stalking them, trying
to find something.
Targeting this guy, trying to find some way to get him in trouble.
Well, you would think that if that was true, that the cops had been harassing this guy and his family, that he would have been real cautious about handing a gun to somebody, right? Like, if you were in the guns and drugs business, and I'm not saying the guy is, but I'm just, if you were in the guns and drugs business, or one or the other, and you know the police are sniffing around, if you're hot, as it would be called, it's a good idea to just kind of chill out for a little while, right?
Oh, yeah, I would agree. I would probably hold myself up for a while.
Exactly.
You know, stay out of the spotlight for sure.
Now, of course, there's also an argument that, you know, if he's a typical drug dealer or something like that, he probably doesn't have more than $100 to his name and so needs to keep dealing in order to continue whatever level of lifestyle he has. But nonetheless, you should still be really cautious if you know the police are out to get you like that. And it sounds like he was well aware of it. So that's why he's going with not guilty. He's saying he was set up. He's saying these charges are false?
Well, he is going to be pleading not guilty. Both his wife and his mother have said that they do believe that he was, in fact, set up, that, like I said, the police have been stalking them, shining lights in their houses, following them, driving by their house a lot.
Scary, man.
It's very scary. I'd be freaking out, too. A DNA test has been conducted on the handgun to determine whether or not the samples are a match.
DNA test.
I don't know
how much
DNA there's going to be on a handgun.
I guess some skin cells or something.
There's going to be fingerprints, definitely.
Yeah. They're obviously going to match the fingerprints, but DNA, yeah, that's going to be a little strange.
It sounds like a pretty big setup to me. So this was the guy who was recording the video of Eric Garner being choked to death, and just a matter of, what, 2 weeks, you said, after the incident?
Probably about 2 weeks, because Gardner died on the 17th of July, and then he was arrested on the 2nd of August.
Right. So they got their man, finally, somebody they can distract the public with. Well, look, these guys are all criminals. This Garner and this guy, what was his name, Raphael or something like that?
Ramsey Orta.
Ramsey. This Ramsey and Garner obviously hanging out together. These guys are all criminals plying the streets of New York with their guns and drugs. This cop was just doing us all a favor.
And the drug that Garner was selling was tobacco.
That's correct.
But illegally.
It was illegal. Illegal tobacco.
Right. Allegedly, he was selling cigarettes that had been purchased in North Carolina.
Oh, even more illegal.
He was selling, like, single cigarettes.
Are they untaxed in North Carolina? Is that why they're...
Lower tax, yeah.
Differently taxed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Lower, though. Lots lower.
Right.
Everywhere is lower than New York City.
Oh, of course. Right.
Even if he were to have gone to the Seneca Indian Reservation in the state of New York and bought cigarettes.
To resell, that'd be
illegal. To resell. That would still be illegal, but then there's no tax on those because they're purchased on an Indian reservation.
Uh-huh.
That's very true.
Well, then why would he go all the way to North Carolina? Is it possible
you can't get the really good cigarettes on the Indian reservation?
You can't get the Philip Morris brand, stuff. Okay. Well, I'm sure the Seneca Indians are not happy with you indicting their cigarettes, Daryl.
I'm not a tobacco smoker.
I imagine they're proud of the quality of the manufacturing and the tobacco that goes into those cigarettes.
I've heard that those are actually better cigarettes.
That's what I've heard.
But they're not the name brand. They're not the ones that people are asking for.
Right. Well, if you're selling Lucy's on the streets, then you're probably not really too concerned about brands either, right? Or if you're buying Lucy's. If you're on the streets and some guy's like, eh, Lucy's, $1. Because that's what you're going to have to pay for a Lucy in New York, is at least $1. The packs of cigarettes are insanely priced there. Hey, a Lucy's for $1. You're not going to be like, well, do you have any Newports? You don't get to choose. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Police abuse. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the man who was attacked by police and murdered for the horrible criminal act of selling Lucy's on the streets in New York, but more specifically, the other guy who was there, not the cop, but the man behind the camera, who was ultimately, subsequently 2 weeks later, arrested with some BS gun charge. We'll continue the story here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Do you have Bitcoin and are in need of a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they have cared for in their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, their auction fees and transport costs don't get passed to you because they didn't have them. Their cars are in great condition and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. Go to newageautosales.com and check out their inventory. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer, but obviously if there's something that they have you want and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help you there. So go to newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. newageautosales.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Liberty Phoenix on the line in Illinois via Skype. Hello, Phoenix. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say that I kind of disagree with what you were saying, Ian, as far as selling Lucy's. I was selling Lucy's at Porkfest, much to the ATF's chagrin, and I found that I had more sales if I had both menthol and non-menthol. And I'm sure it would have been even more if I had actual varying brands of menthol and varying brands of non-menthol.
Well, I am glad to hear that the black market is stepping up to provide consumers with choice. But you are pointing out that you had a difference in type, like golds versus menthol, not necessarily in brands. You were not were you not specifying for people which brand they were purchasing?
Yeah, absolutely. I only had either Marlboro or Newports, but I had it posted on my little advertisement on the back of my backpack, you know, Newports and Marlboros.
Wow. But you were actually openly advertising that you were selling tobacco. That's pretty ballsy.
Well, it's my property. I can do whatever I want with it.
Until they put you in handcuffs. Kudos to you.
Just because people are going to threaten me with violence doesn't mean I'm not going to do something.
Well, I love that. I think that's a great attitude, and thanks for calling to share your story tonight. So, anything else you want to share out of your experience of selling Lucy's?
It was kind of ironic. A friend of mine was rather nervous about it. He was like, you know, I think there's a couple of FDA, not FDA, ATF agents here, because one guy had given him that one of those weird vibes, so he gave me his whole pack. I was like, you know, here, you take care of this stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
So you didn't even come there with the intention of selling these things, or you both did?
No, it wasn't like, you know, I stopped and picked up like five cartons before I went there. It was just, you know, it's an extremely expensive environment, and I started running low on money, so I was like, well, what can I do to make some money? You know, let me sell a product that everybody likes, or that everybody wants, and I doubt very many people like the product.
Well, and there's some great success stories out of Porkfest by doing that. I know of a couple of people that saw just how bad the mosquitoes were one year. Not, I think it was the previous year, they were particularly bad. A bunch of them went to Walmart and purchased, it was either $5 or $10 electric fly swatters, sold them for twice the price.
Yeah, they're $5.
And they just kept selling out, and they made so much money out of it because they saw that there was a market demand for these kinds of things, and they took advantage of it, and I think that's great.
Well, Phoenix, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the kind of courage that I wish more business owners would take on, would be that they would be willing to flaunt the law, or to flout, rather, the law, and just go about and doing their business anyway, regardless of what the ordinances and the statutes say, because it's the right thing to do. It shouldn't be a crime to sell somebody a rolled-up cylinder of tobacco, but it is, unless you have the government permission slip. It's my understanding it's illegal to buy a pack of cigarettes and resell it as Lucy's. It's illegal to take cigarettes from another state and sell them in a different state without the, you know, appropriate tax stamp being placed upon them. And so even though the state would have collected, if you bought a pack of cigarettes in New Hampshire, is where we are, if you buy a pack of cigarettes in New Hampshire and then you go and sell Lucy's on the streets, even though the tax has already been paid, I have a feeling that that would be illegal as well.
Of course. And in a lot of states, they have something called a use tax, meaning that if you purchase something in one state and then you use it in another state, you're supposed to know that you need to pay this tax.
To the state in which you're using the thing?
Right. So, for instance, let's just say that we go over to Vermont for some reason, mm-hmm. which is only about 20 miles away, and we buy something, and then we bring it here. Obviously, New Hampshire has no sales tax. I don't think they have a use tax either. So that's actually not a good analogy. But let's
pretend. You're going from Vermont to New York.
Let's pretend that we live in Vermont, come over to New Hampshire, buy things, take it back into Vermont to use the products.
Which people do all the time.
People do all the time.
Sure, yeah.
They are supposed to then pay the use tax to the state of Vermont. I know for a fact that Alabama and Pennsylvania both have a use tax. And
is
I think
the same
states,
as the sales tax?
In as far as I know, every state that has a use tax, it is the same exact rate as the sales tax.
Wow.
So that's one of the things.
So in theory, if someone went from New York State or went from Vermont to Massachusetts and bought something and then went took it back to Vermont, they'd have to pay the Massachusetts sales tax and then the Vermont sales tax.
Yes.
If
well,
they
the
wanted
Vermont
to be legal.
Use tax.
Right, the use tax. If they
right.
wanted to be legal.
And that's one of the things that Amazon is really advocating for is that people pay the use tax. And then the what's it called? The American Booksellers Association, an organization I'm not a member of, and I'm very upset at because they're advocating for what they call the Marketplace Fairness Act that would specify that if you sell something online, you as the seller would be responsible for collecting the use tax or the sales tax of the 9,600 jurisdictions
what?
In the U.S., and then pay that
that's
for
insane.
The seller. Right.
Now, wait a minute. You said Amazon's supporting that, too?
Yes.
What? Well, you know, there was, this had to be then sometime last year, I did purchase something on Amazon. I buy most of my things from Amazon. And I noticed that there was a tax on it, and I never had paid taxes before.
And, wait, this was when you were in New Hampshire?
No, this is back when I lived in Idaho.
In Idaho, okay.
Yeah. I had never gotten any sort of tax whatsoever, and I tried to look into it, and I couldn't really find anything about it, but I had been charged.
Does Amazon have a shipping facility in Idaho?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Then that is very interesting, because I know that's one of the reasons they're setting up so many facilities is so then they can ship the product from as close to you as possible.
Sure, yeah.
And then possibly charge you sales tax.
Well, the closest one I know is probably somewhere in, probably either in Oregon or Washington. I've not gotten, you know, that was the only time, so, and I don't think it was an independent vendor. Like, I didn't purchase it, like, say, from eBay or anything.
Right.
So it's kind of sneaky that way.
Right. Well, I know that Amazon does have a lot of their stuff is handled by third parties. And
sure.
If it ships within the state, then there is tax.
And that probably
on
was
that.
It, yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's, well, one good reason to live in New Hampshire. No state sales tax. Of course, there's 101 of those reasons. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to check some of them out. It's Free Talk Live.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online by dropping by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, you get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get hooked up. You just pay the shipping cost. You can cancel your subscription at any time, but if you don't cancel, and we're expecting that you won't because it's great coffee, then they'll send more coffee to you, and you can decide which kind of coffee you want to get, how often you receive it, and in what quantity. So you get to customize all of that at coffee.freetalklive.com. But why would you be interested besides the fact that it's free? Well, it's also shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's a great product, and there's a good purpose here, too, because BuzzBox is teaming up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to help change people's lives who are in poverty by giving them an opportunity to make their lives better through microloans from Kiva. So the way it works is every 10 listeners who signs up actually funds one microloan. And I didn't know this was true, but apparently it's one every month, not one period. So there's continual microloans being funded here. So it's even better than I originally had thought
that's
it was.
Great.
And it was, I thought it was great originally. So you can help fund these microloans just by drinking great coffee, and you get your first pound free. Just pay that shipping cost, and you're all set over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. Well, we're sort of all things tonight on bad cops, killer cops who are completely exonerated from, you know, any level of responsibility for what it is that they've done. And if you're the one who shows the world their aggressiveness, if you're the person behind the video camera, look out, because as Danica has told us, the gentleman who was holding the video camera while the police officer murdered Eric Garner in New York City, he is now facing felony charges for ostensibly handing someone a gun. And he did this while the police were on his tail. You know, they're watching him. They were harassing his family. Danica, you said they were coming by their house, rolling by real slow, you know, doing
shining
really
lights in their houses,
creepy, unusual stuff that mm-hmm. really made it obvious that there was an extra level of attention being placed on him and his family.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you said we're pretty much done with the story. There, there was a quote that you wanted to share, or was that?
Yeah, there was something else that was just at the bottom of this article, which I thought was interesting, and I wanted to kind of propose it to you too and see what you think. So Erica Garner, the daughter of Eric Garner,
a few kids, right? Like 4 or 6 kids.
He has a few children. She was interviewed, and she said that she doesn't believe it so much. This issue is not so much about racism, but she believes that it is a power issue, and that the officer didn't apparently his pride that escalated the altercation and which led to a fatal conclusion. So she's quite saying this is not a black and white issue. She said it is about the officer's pride. It was about my father being 6'4" and 350 pounds, and he wanted to be the top cop that brings a man down. She has also said that she will not be able to forgive Mr. Pantaleo, and she called for him to admit his fault. What do you two think? Do you think it is both issues? Do you think it's one or the other?
I think it's definitely a power thing, and I watched the video again this afternoon because I saw an article where they actually had the final words of Eric Garner. And, you know, he said, "You guys are always harassing me." And then they're like, "Come on, you're going with us." And he's like, "Don't touch me. Leave me alone." And then that's when he wound up getting put into a chokehold that the cops are saying isn't a chokehold. They're coming up with some other name for it because you can't use a chokehold. And the way he's laying, he's on one of his arms, and it's in front of him, and they're pulling the other arm behind him. They're like, "Put your hand behind your back." And he's got two people on top of him. It is physically impossible for him to do anything. And they're yelling at him,
Stop resisting.
Put your hand behind your back.
I haven't even seen the video just because I'm so sick of all of the violent
police. Oh, it's horrible.
Videos.
It's an awful video.
But, you know, I could have, like I said, I guessed he said stop resisting without even having seen the video. Because that's just a standard cop line of, well, if I yell stop resisting, then that gives me justification to be even more violent.
Right.
Because there's no way to really prove by video camera that someone is resisting. I mean, you could maybe, if the camera was really close up and focused on the muscles on the person's arm, you could maybe see that they were tense or something like that. But,
right.
You know,
but
for the most part, you can't tell.
The way he's laying on his arm.
Yeah.
It is physically impossible for him to move his arm. And they're yelling, stop resisting. And he's saying, get off of me. I can't breathe.
It's funny. When I remember reading this article when it first came out on another friend's show. And the excuses for the police at that time were, well, if he didn't have health problems, you know, he would have been fine. And then the autopsy revealed that his breathing was certainly restrained, and that's what caused him to die. It was not necessarily his asthma problems. So,
let's go to Mark. He's on the line in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Danica.
Yeah, guys, I just want to make a point. I'm surprised you got to me this fast. Oh, man.
It's that easy to call Free Talk Live.
I had an article here, and it was a new issue of Reason magazine, and it was about the basically how the – I have to paraphrase now. I wanted to – I know reading is the bane of talk radio, But it basically talks about how during the Lyndon and Johnson administration started the with the assistance of this Law Enforcement Act. I don't have the exact act's name, but they started back in the 60s, and it was primarily, it was, you know, it involved the Democrats being behind this, basically the incarceration of black folks and the militarization of the police. And it did talk about how the Republicans under Reagan with the crime, the omnibus bill in 86, and also the, you know, the one that passed during Johnson administration. The point I would like to make is, you know, this black and white issue, this is all crap. If one person or two or maybe 100 black folks that are listening to this show could just listen, I'm on your side, okay? It's the tax man, it's the Democrats, it's the politicians that killed this guy. If you want to march with me, with all my guns and my ammo, because I got more guns and ammo than you guys do, to the tax man's office, to the Federal Reserve, I'm with you. The politicians, like Cuomo was on television today. He's all going on and on pontificating. This S-bag is the one that caused this problem because they're taxing the living hell out of us. This guy was trying to make a living. He may have been irritating the shopkeeper who were black. You had the police, the sergeant who was black. I mean, this is a joke. The blue line is to protect the politicians. The police forces are only in effect to protect us. I mean, to protect the politicians, the people in office, so during the French Revolutions, we don't get out the guillotine and chop their heads off like that happened in the French Revolution. Before it even gets there, every single little town has a police force. And unfortunately, they are just turning into the Gestapo, and I'm more sick and tired than anybody else. Let me tell you something. I had two run-ins with the police recently. Just minor stuff.
Where are you in New York? Are you in the city or upstate?
Just 26 miles north of the city, right on the Connecticut border. But I go into the city every day. I'm going to tell you folks, if you haven't run into someone, whenever you run into a cop, first thing they say to you, the training is, what's your name? Hey, what's your name? What's your name? They want to know your name. And you immediately blurt out your name. You know what? I'm getting so sick and tired. I tell them, you know what? What's your name? Oh, let me write out you. And who's your commanding officer? How long have you been out of training? Because we have to stand up to these people.
I agree with that. I think that...
I don't want to cut you off. The tax man, the politicians killed this guy. The police are only there to protect them. And when this crap really hits the fan, I'm ready to go. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for the call there, Mark. I think it's a good approach to ask the police questions. Although, to be clear, there are some jurisdictions in which if you do not identify yourself to the police, that you can be arrested for that.
Right, and identify does not necessarily mean show them a piece of plastic.
Correct. It can just simply mean giving them your name,
state your name, mm-hmm. serial number, usually
it's name and birthday. That way they can try to find you in some kind of database. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. You can take control of the airwaves.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website website, 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The daughter, one of the daughters of Eric Garner, has said this is not a black and white issue. This is a power issue. This is a police officer trying to prove he was a big man to take down a big man, because Eric Garner, not a small guy. Eric Garner, of course, the person who was choked to death by the police in New York City for the dastardly crime of selling Lucy's, which, by the way, you're going to hear more about these kind of arrests, especially if you're in New York City. You're probably already hearing about them, because in New York, it's incredibly expensive to buy a pack of cigarettes, and so there's a real black market incentive to get out there and sell not just Lucy's, but also packs of cigarettes, and, you know, sell things to people outside of the official distribution system, the licensed distribution system, and, of course, that can get you in some hot water. I mean, I remember reading about when they put these taxes on the cigarettes there in New York. I remember reading about they have like a undercover team. The New York Police Department has a cigarette interdiction squad, if I'm recalling the term correctly. The CIS, Cigarette Interdiction Squad. And that's their job, is to go out and bust people like Eric Garner or set people up on Craigslist. Hey, want to buy some cigarettes? Meet me here. And then it's a cop. So it seems like crazy stuff, but that's actually what's happening. And that's what happens with prohibition. People die unnecessarily, and ultimately there's no point to it, because it never stops. It never stops the drugs or the alcohol, or in this case, the cigarettes. The cigarettes aren't prohibited in New York, but the unlicensed sale of cigarettes is definitely prohibited. And if there's money to be made, and there is, you better believe that people are going to take whatever risk it is to make that cash. And in this case, he was selling cigarettes allegedly out of North Carolina. So, you know, you go to some other location, you buy cigarettes cheaper than, you know, you would pay in New York, buy them by the carton,
you can
then you bring them in and sell them.
You can buy a pack of cigarettes cheaper in New Hampshire than what the tax on cigarettes is in New York City.
Wow.
The city tax is $1.50, then there's state and county tax, making the total combined tax on a pack of cigarettes in New York City $5.85.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. In fact, that sounds lower than what I thought that it was.
That's just the tax.
Okay.
That's not what the actual pack of cigarettes cost.
Because I've heard packs costing as much as $15.
Yeah, depending on what kind
of it is. Probably. So, but there's a little bit of good news, and that is that according to Time Magazine, it's an anniversary worth remembering tonight. December 5th, 1933, Prohibition comes to an end in the United States. At least
alcohol
prohibition. One kind of prohibition. The 18th Amendment, which prohibited the production, distribution, and sale of alcohol, easily ranks as the least popular amendment in U.S. history and the only constitutional amendment ever to be repealed. When the 21st Amendment was ratified on this day, December 5th in 1933, it ended alcohol prohibition 13 years, 10 months, and 19 days after it began. Wow, that's an amazing amount of time.
13 years.
Of course, drug prohibition has been going on for much longer than that, and they didn't bother to pass any kind of constitutional amendment to create drug prohibition. So, you know, again, they just do whatever it is they want to do. Obviously, they didn't need to pass an amendment to do the alcohol one, but they did, and then they undid it. The time had not passed quickly, according to journalist H.L. Mencken, who noted, quote, "It almost seems a geologic epoch while it was going on, and the human suffering that it entailed must have been a fair match for that of the Black Death or the 30 Years' War," unquote. The national experiment was a resounding failure. Even according to some of its earliest supporters, lifelong teetotaler John D. Rockefeller Jr. had recanted his support the year before Prohibition's repeal in a letter published in the New York Times. He wrote, quote, "When the 18th Amendment was passed, I earnestly hoped that it would be generally supported by public opinion, and thus the day be hastened when the value to society of men with minds and bodies free from the undermining effects of alcohol would be generally realized. That this has not been the result, but rather that drinking generally has increased. That the speakeasy has replaced the saloon, not only unit for unit, but probably twofold, if not threefold," meaning that there were saloons, there were X number of saloons when it was legal, and now there are X times two or three times X worth of underground locations to buy
alcohol. I'm surprised the number wasn't closer to 5 or 10.
Well, how do you get a real feel for how many speakeasies there are?
Right.
I mean,
and
you don't
that's
know.
That's the reason that I think that there were even more
yeah.
is because you don't want too many people knowing that your speakeasy exists.
Yeah, for instance, I know of, even in this lifetime, this is a story from, you know, just a few years ago. I had a friend who worked at a restaurant, and she told me that the bosses at the restaurant would keep a bottle of some sort of fancy liquor under the table, sort of, you know, back behind the counter. They didn't have a liquor license. They could sell wine or beer, but they didn't have a liquor license. But for the right customers who they knew were safe, they would sell them this particular alcohol. And so, you know, that stuff even goes on today, and you never really know how widespread it is because
right.
it's all hush-hush. Anyway, going on here with the story. While a Dallas newspaper editorial warned that Rockefeller's change of heart may in later years cause him deep regret, William Randolph Hearst countered that Rockefeller's opinion would, quote, "help bring the nation to calm conviction on the ineffectiveness of prohibition as a temperance measure," unquote. Early temperance advocates had warned that drunks were in danger because of their high blood alcohol levels of spontaneous combustion, a claim that has since been proven impossible. But instead, prohibition sparked its own public health crisis. Drinking tainted bootleg liquor caused blindness, paralysis, and an estimated national average of 1,000 deaths per year. And that, of course, mirrors, as many things of alcohol prohibition, this mirrors the deaths by bad heroin or overdoses of drugs like heroin, where you buy a batch of product from a dealer and then he sells another batch, not knowing that that batch that he's selling the second time is 10 times as strong or whatever, you know, whatever the difference in potency is. And then the user presumes the same level of potency and then overdoses. So there's all kinds of, you know, negative, deleterious deleterious effects that happen from prohibition to the user.
Right, and
let alone you and I who may not be the users.
And then you also have the problem of someone buying a product and then wanting to maximize their profit, so they cut the product with something else.
That's correct.
And then the person that they sell it to, they want to sell a little bit of the stuff, so they'll cut it. And so somebody will wind up getting something much weaker, and then the next time they get something that's stronger that has not been cut two or three times. And
then the cutting agents, what about them? You know, what about the stuff that they're cutting it with? I forget which drug it was, but there was, I think it was cocaine, where they were cutting it with some sort of product that was causing people to have serious health problems. Like, I will have to go and dig up what that was. I don't want to, like, go out on a limb and say what I thought it was, but it was pretty scary stuff. So you never know. Economically, the measure also failed to generate increased sales of clothing and household goods, which supporters claimed would skyrocket once breadwinners stopped throwing away their income in saloons. Sales of soda and juice were similarly expected to rise, along with entertainment industry revenue, as people sought ways to amuse themselves while sober. But those hopes were never realized. Instead, the ban on alcohol cost the federal government $11 billion in lost tax revenue, according to Ken Burns' documentary Prohibition. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was among those relieved to witness an end to the era, saying, quote, "What America needs now is a drink," unquote. And, yeah, so there you go. Celebrate tonight. It is Friday, the 5th of December. That is the 81st anniversary, from what I understand. 81 years since the end of alcohol prohibition.
Wow.
I'll drink to that. I will be celebrating in my own way later
here.
Tonight.
You know, and speaking of alcohol prohibition, there's an ebook that I read a couple of years ago called A Toast to Glory, and it's about the history of the Prohibition Party.
Oh, okay. These must be an exciting bunch.
It's actually, if you're into, like, politics sort of stuff, it's very interesting.
Whatever happened to the Prohibition Party?
They still technically exist. I don't recall if their presidential candidate in 2012 got on more than, like, one or two ballots.
We did interview a guy who was a Prohibition Party member, I think, or an advocate of re-prohibiting alcohol. I don't know if he's the head of the party. It wouldn't surprise me if he is. I think his name was Gene Adamson.
Gene, I believe, passed away a couple of years ago.
He was the
2008 presidential candidate. I spoke with him.
Yeah.
Very interesting guy. Not exactly a fan of libertarians.
Of course not. This guy's a prohibitionist.
He calls us losertarians.
Of course.
You
don't have anything intelligent to say, just call somebody a name. But you can hear that interview. It's from years ago on Free Talk Live. Just go to our guests page at guests.freetalklive.com. His name was Gene Adamson. You can find it there. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. Police cameras, the ones the cops wear, are they a bad idea? Daryl Perry will investigate. Coming up.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with service in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.